I'm out $1,500. I don't have a new puppy. I just have a lot of that bill.
A young dog's disturbing display.
What were the symptoms that you noticed?
She would bite aggressively at her back feet, and she'd yelp, and she'd cry.
But these breeders refuse to refund.
They're going to tell me they've had the dog for 8 months and she's fine.
She is not fine.
She has been absolutely fabulously fine.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Kathleen O'Connor is suing dog breeders Kimberly and John Pearson for the return of money she paid for a Cavalier King Charles puppy.
Order. All rise.
This is case number 364 on the calendar in the matter of O'Connor versus Pearson.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Why don't you folks have a seat, huh?
Miss O'Connor, you purchased, I assume, this adorable little puppy from the Pearsons for $1,500. That was about a year and a half ago?
Yes.
Your arrangement, your contract, which the Pearsons agree was your arrangement, was if the dog had any congenital disease within 2 years, you could return the puppy to them in exchange for pick of the litter from their next litter.
Correct.
If they had another litter, or I assume if they did not have another litter, then you could get your money back. And I read your complaint, and sadly, in your complaint, you say that during the course of the first year that you had her, she exhibited some signs that were of concern to you. And according to you, you had her vet checked, and I assume you have those records with you.
Yes, I do.
And the vet that had been taking care of her determined that she did, in fact, have a congenital illness. Let me see if I can pronounce the name of this illness. Syringomyelia.
Syringomyelia.
Okay. And you did, in fact, return the dog to the Pearsons, and it was your understanding that you would get the pick of litter from their next litter. They did, in fact, have another litter. The Pearsons say that there was nothing wrong with the dog. They have the dog now for how long?
8 months.
8 months. That they have taken the dog off the medication that you had had the dog on, and that she appears to be doing fine. The Pearsons say that they are not prepared to return the dog to you now because they've had the dog for 8 months. They told you that the dog was fine. You chose not to come and get the dog. So you are neither getting your money back nor pick of litter. That's where we're at. So actually, I think that the case hinges on whether or not you had medical reason to return the dog pursuant to your contract. Would you both agree with that?
Correct.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. So first tell me, when did the dog developed signs that something was wrong that caused you to take the dog to your vet?
Very obvious signs in September of 2012, but in retrospect, as I learned about syringomyelia, she was exhibiting symptoms earlier.
How old was she when you bought her?
She was 8 weeks old.
And when did you purchase her?
I put down a deposit in May of 2012, and I took possession of the dog in July of 2012.
So you had the dog in July, August, and in September you say some symptoms. What were the symptoms that you noticed?
Oh, she would just bite aggressively at her back feet, and she'd yelp, and she'd cry. And there were other times when you would just pick her up very gently, and she'd yelp for no reason, and couldn't understand what that was about. She was scooting excessively, and I talked to my vet about it. I took her to my vet for all of these concerns. And it wasn't until it continued to progress that the vet finally said, this looks like syringomyelia. And she sent me all those.
What tests did the vet perform?
Well, she referred me to the neurologist at the U of M. And he did, you know, a physical exam, but he said, there really
tell me what he said. I'll read the report.
Oh, okay. You want the report.
But you did take the dog from your vet to a veterinary neurologist.
Yes.
And how far did you travel to take the dog there?
About a half hour.
How were you referred to that vet?
Through my veterinarian.
Is this the first dog you've owned?
No, I've had dogs all my life.
Is this the first Cavalier?
Yes.
Have you always used the same vet?
For my last two dogs, yes.
And never had any difficulty with your other dogs?
No.
Okay. May I see the report from the neurologist and from your vet, please?
Okay. I don't have the report from my vet, just the bills.
You have the neurologist's report?
Yes, that's that.
Is this the only report that you have?
That is the only report that I have. I do have a report from my vet saying that she did contact Kim's vet to see if the dog had been seen since she had been in Kim's possession after she told me there was nothing wrong with Sheena. And the vet office told my vet she had never been seen.
I don't read vet offices intermail. I'm reading this report from the University of Minnesota, and it says that an MRI would need to be done to show for sure whether the dog did in fact suffer from that illness. You elected not to do that.
I couldn't afford to do it, Your Honor.
Well, but I'm just putting the facts in place. You elected not to do it and elected instead to put the dog on anti-seizure medication.
On several medications.
Whatever, but without knowing what was wrong with her.
That was part of the trying to rule out if this was being caused. But I do have a video of Sheena exhibiting symptoms. I have several videos on my phone.
I will watch some of the videos, but what I'm telling you is this is a lawsuit, and I want you to take the cost out of the equation, because we're here to talk about whether or not they breached their contract with you. But if somebody in my family exhibited certain symptoms of an illness, and the doctor said, we can find out what the illness is, you need to take an MRI, you need to look in the brain, and we can tell for sure whether, I mean, I did a little investigation of what this illness is, and it's a sort of a hole plug up in the spinal column where fluid builds up, and it's not treatable. There is no cure for it. I mean, I did do my little Google search, which I am able to do now that I've become semi-literate on an iPad. So when I got this case, I did look it up. But without that MRI, you cannot tell. You cannot tell that in the dog. You couldn't tell that in a person. So you elected to put the dog on a serious medication for an illness that the dog either had or didn't have and take money out of it. You wouldn't do that for a family member. I mean, you wouldn't do that with your granddaughter. You have a granddaughter, right?
I do. I have
you
three.
But you wouldn't do that for your granddaughter. You'd say, you know, whatever it is, I'll do the MRI and we'll see. I won't put her on serious other medication. Maybe it'll help.
I was following the advice of the neurologist.
No. You can't tell me you were following the advice of the doctor because that's not the doctor's advice. The neurologist said the only way to determine whether the dog has this, and it can be determined with an MRI, you can see it. That's what it said in my little Google thing. You can see it. You elected not to do that. So the issue is you have videos that show the dog with something. They're going to tell me they've had the dog for 8 months and they took the dog off the seizure medication and she's fine.
Your Honor, she is not fine. If you look at her, this is not Sheena. The fact that she doesn't respond, she doesn't move, she's either sedated or she's on something. But
put it down on the floor, let's see.
Here, Sheena. Come here, Sheena. My witnesses will tell you they saw her have these episodes several times a day, for every day, with increasing frequency and severity.
Sorry, she's kind of tied to me.
There is something wrong. This is not the puppy that I brought to her. It's the same dog, but it's not her at all. My witnesses will tell you that she was a spunky, feisty little puppy.
Listen, there are lots of people in here, lots of lights, lots of new things. I think she's actually behaving pretty well. You've had the dog now for 8 months?
8 months.
And what did you do when you got the dog?
Well, at first I didn't want to look at her because the last thing I told Kathleen was, if this dog is an incredible amount of pain as you've described, I'm going to take her to my vet and have her euthanized. Kathleen was okay with that. She said, just let me know when the new litter is born. So I let her kind of hang out in her kennel. She was very shy at first. I gave her her seizure medication twice a day with peanut butter. She was so darn cute licking it off my fingers. I knew I was in trouble. She started coming out of her kennel after about 3 days. We have four other Cavaliers in the house, so she had lots of playmates. And after about 2 weeks, I decided to take her off the medication because I did my Google search and it looked very serious. So she weighed about 12 and a half pounds when we got her. She's up to 13 and a half pounds now. One of the side effects is decreased appetite. She's been playing with the new puppies, and she has been absolutely fabulously fine. Under oath, I will tell you, she is on no medication right now. She had a rabies booster a week ago, and she's recently
Why
had
don't
her.
You call her?
Sveely. She's my little bud. And so I thought that maybe she was having the seizures at night because I work from home. I saw her all day long. So I thought, give Kathleen the benefit of the doubt. I let, against my better judgment, I've never done this before. Now I know why. I let her sleep with me. She sleeps with me every night. So she's just been a wonderful addition to our family. And to be honest, I'm kind of happy she was returned. We lost one of our Cavaliers of 12 years in August, and Sfeely has been just wonderful.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Ms. Pearson, I have to tell you that I've read the report, but I've looked at that video, and that is odd behavior. You would agree with that. That's not chasing your tail kind of behavior.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Kathleen O'Connor says dog breeder Kimberly Pearson sold her a Cavalier King Charles with a neurologic disease. She is suing for the return of her money.
Now, I want you to pick one video that you want to show me. Because now I see the dog. Dog appears to be absolutely fine, well behaved. Now the dog is going to be
She'll be two May 23rd, right. 2014.
Much better behaved than my two little Shih Tzus would be under the circumstances. They're exactly the same age. Have you ever seen this video, Ms. Pearson?
Yes, I have. I see something much different when I look at that video.
Well, tell me what you see. You're a Cavalier breeder. Tell me what you see.
Sure. I see a puppy that's kind of bored. There's nothing around her to play with, nobody interacting with her. And I see her doing the equivalent of chasing her tail. And the yelp of pain would probably be when she catches that foot and takes a yak out of it. She probably feels a little pain.
Have you ever seen that behavior in any other dog?
I've never seen that. I've seen some of my Cavaliers chase their tails. And again, the same kind of thing. It's almost a game. And I've seen that same sound when my puppies are playing.
Well, I know the sound. The sound, yeah. I'm not. I have two. And I know that that sound when they're playing sounds as if they're killing each other, but it's actually a growling playing sound.
Your Honor, if I may.
Yes. You want to show me something else?
Well, I do have other videos on my phone that show even more severe attacks. That just happened to be the first one that I came across. But she would have those episodes anywhere from 5 to 10 times a day, and they were getting much more severe. This was one that was early on. They were getting much more severe as she continued to grow. And Kim's statement is very untrue. She never acknowledged Sheena's pain. As a matter of fact, I have an email that
says, I don't see anything about pain other than by your reporting to the vet. She had normal reflexes on all four limbs. No obvious discomfort was seen on the neck or spinal palpation. She was bright and alert on presentation, and she was non-painful on an abdominal palpation. This is the only medical report that I have.
Yes, Your Honor. With the evidence that I have to show that she was doing this continually and with increasing frequency and other symptoms that were starting to show
I'm
up.
Prepared to see them. Show me.
Okay.
Yeah, show me. I'm sure you've seen the videos.
No, she hasn't seen these. You just touch them.
Come back.
What would happen when you would try to stop her?
I could distract her for a minute and she'd go right back to it. And even in the middle of playing, if we were playing with her, playing with a ball, walking down the stairs, she would still stop and do that.
Well, I have to tell you, Ms. Pearson, you know, I too have had dogs all my life. This is odd behavior. I'm going to let you look at it. Have you seen it?
No, I don't think so.
Well, let Bert will bring it up to you. Ms. Pearson, I have to tell you that I've read the report. I've told you what I thought about the report. But I've looked at that video, and that is odd behavior. You would agree with that. I have little dogs. That's not chasing your tail kind of behavior.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
If Miss O'Connor said to you, I would love a new puppy. This one is yours. Would you have a problem selling her one of your puppies?
Quite frankly, yes.
Tell me why.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Kathleen O'Connor claims dog breeder Kimberly Pearson sold her a Cavalier King Charles with a neurologic disease. Kimberly says the dog is in perfect health.
Now, it's possible that she had an allergy, that she was walking on something and something in the house. I mean, all those food allergy.
The vets ruled that out.
All those things are absolutely possible. But that kind of behavior would actually frighten me as a new puppy owner.
Sure.
Causing me to suspect that something was wrong with the dog. If it happened with the frequency that the plaintiff tells me it happened. And it must have happened with that kind of frequency because she took the dog from her vet, which I'm sure had been expensive over the course of time, to University of Minnesota, which I'm sure was also expensive. I'd like you to tell me for my own information and for the purpose of this trial, could you please tell me how much you spent in veterinary care?
With the prescriptions and things, probably close to $500. Most of my vet contact was through emails back and forth with their neurologist because there was just so much he could do without performing the MRI.
Okay, so am I correct that the only time that you saw the neurologist was in March?
No, I also saw him January 2nd. That's when we first saw
him. So two visits?
Correct.
To the neurologist?
Yes.
Miss Pearson, what I'm suggesting to you is this lady doesn't appear to be a nut. And she did not only go to her vet, but went to the neurologist twice because from January to March, the symptomology seemed to be exacerbating for no other reason. I mean, I can't think of any other reason that she would have made those trips to the vet. So now we have to find out what to do. Dog seems to like you.
Yes. She likes everyone.
She's my own.
She
dog.
Was like me. Audrey was with me when I got Sheena, and she used to work on teaching her tricks. And
seems okay, right? Right.
She would when I would train her and put her in a stay, and tell her to wait, and then I would walk away, and I would have a treat for her and tell her to come. She would be coming to me, and she would drop, and she would have one of these episodes where she would bite, and then when she would kind of calm down after a while, then she would come up and get her treat.
Well, she seems fine now, though. Is that right?
Yes.
Seems okay now.
Except she's much quieter. She was never this sedated before.
Well, she's getting older.
Yeah.
We get quieter when we get older. Some of us do.
Judge Judy continued. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Okay, we have to come to some sort of resolution. There's no question that this is a dog that's part of your household now. And do you have a dog?
I don't have a dog. I'm out $1,500.
Okay.
I don't have a new puppy. I just have a lot of vet bills.
Okay. Things happen. Puppy seems fine. So I would like you to tell me, are you still breeding your dogs?
Yes.
Is there anything that would suggest to you, Miss Pearson, that other than the problem that Miss O'Connor had with the dog, which I am telling you as a dog owner, and I'm not an expert as a dog owner, I would have issues with as well. So if Miss O'Connor said to you, I would love a new puppy. This one is yours. Would you have a problem selling her one of your puppies?
Quite frankly, yes.
Tell me why.
I will give you those episodes happened. They were clearly on tape. They clearly happened. She came to my house. She was fine. I don't know what. I'm not qualified to guess what happened at her house to cause her to behave like that. But I honestly, I'm sure there are plenty of breeders out there happy to give her a dog. I don't want my dogs at her house.
Okay.
I don't know.
Fine. Then you have to give her back her money. Judgment for the plaintiff for the amount of $1,500. Thank you.
Parties are excused when they step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
It was extremely heartbreaking. I love Sheena.
To the best of my knowledge, she does not have syringomyelia.
She was a wonderful puppy. And it was absolutely gut-wrenching to try and give her up.
It is a progressive disease, so clearly she's fine.
Just seeing her and seeing how sedated she was.
And she is not medicated, for the record.
And it concerns me greatly that she's living with Kim now.
She has not been medicated in any way, shape, or form.
And Kim is not even caring for her.
She's fine. She's absolutely fine.
Just concerns me very much.
I just don't want Kathleen O'Connor to have a dog that belonged to me at one point in time.